Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show this evening, and what an exciting night it is to tune in. We have a rare world first for the radio this evening.
I don't understand, Dom. Why would there be a world first?
Yes.
At 10 p.m. at night?
Yeah.
When people are practically half asleep.
Look, well, maybe, Zach, maybe this particular world first relates exactly to that state of night and that state of asleepness. I think this is a world first social experiment we're doing on the show tonight.
Yeah.
That I am almost certain no other show has ever done. I haven't verified that entirely.
Yeah.
But this is something you couldn't do it at breakfast time. I don't think you could do it in the afternoon. I reckon this is the only time you could do this experiment.
Well, that's exactly what we're looking for, because those are the only world firsts we can do. When there's world firsts around doing good radio, we can't enter those competitions.
And you know, we do send our entry every year into the radio awards.
But!
So optimistically, but never hear back.
When there's a world first around the time slot that we're in, to do with nothing of our own abilities,
absolutely,
but just where we've been placed, those are world firsts we can get behind.
And this is one we're going to try to dominate after this.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. Trashy TV poetry.
Dom, this is where we try to take a current affair. We get the themes, the characters, the storylines, and turn it into high-class art.
I always feel like I should bring in wine and cheese for this segment.
You certainly should.
Because it's that sort of culture. Maybe I should wear a cravat like Matt Preston in MasterChef. Something really cultured, because that's really what you're doing here. It's beautiful art restoration work.
We'll show you what we do. We take the stories, turn them into poetry. Our first one tonight, Dom. Our first example. This one is about a hen's night gone wrong. Roses are red. This party organizer has done the dash.
You promised to deliver them strippers, but seems you're just stripping them of their hard-earned cash.
Okay. That, was that the current affair reporter there going off at the person?
Yeah, chasing him down the street in classic ACA style.
Chase down the street. I wonder if she worked on that line when she was in the car.
100%.
Oh, completely.
It's a great line.
She had that ready to go. That's just outstanding journalism.
You mentioned MasterChef earlier, Dom. We actually have a poem tonight about, not Matt Preston, but another of the MasterChef judges. Roses are red. George Columbaris's personal gym is under threat.
It looks like a public toilet.
He put a gym in his backyard and the neighbour didn't like it.
Okay, right. You know, I did see them running that promo. That was tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
George Columbaris's neighbour is upset with him. I really thought that they must have fought off all the other media organisations for that scoop. Let's get celebrities' neighbours.
Our last poem this week, Dom, is about, well, it's an unlikely story when you're thinking of pensioners. You don't think of this. Roses are red. Nana is in a little bit of a drama.
These grandmothers are spending their golden years teaching other pensioners how to grow and cook with marijuana.
Pensioners gone wild.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
It is time for a world first radio experiment on the show right now. This has never been done before, Zach, and it surrounds yawning.
Yawning, as in, you know, indicating that you're ready to go to sleep.
Ready for a nap. Have a yawn, I think is the slogan for yawning. This this happened to me earlier this afternoon, Zach. I was reading a news story about yawning. It was a scientific report of some sort on yawning. And within 5 seconds of reading the article, do you know what happened? Had a yawn. And you know what? That just proves yet again that old scientific fact that yawning is contagious.
Okay, now, well, firstly, the old wives' tale is if you see someone yawn,
yes,
that it will make you yawn. It's not that if you are reading about yawning,
well,
that it will make you yawn.
Oh, I guess that's the question, though. We've never resolved as a species how contagious is yawning.
Are you sure that when you're reading, quote, a scientific study about yawning,
yes,
you just weren't so bored that you were put to sleep?
No, I'm pretty sure what's happened here is that yawning has gone beyond being contagious just when you see another person yawn to now being contagious when you read a story about yawning. But that made me wonder, Zach, as I was sitting there reading this and yawning.
Yeah.
How contagious has yawning become now?
Well, you know what?
What?
I'm feeling right at the moment.
Yeah.
I can kind of feel a yawn coming on.
Can you? Wow. Well, that's
and that was just us talking about it now. Yeah. And I feel like as we talk about it, it's in the back of my jaw at the moment.
And I'm hoping
I feel like there's a yawn coming on.
That's not due to the quality of this segment, is it? That's just a yawn because of the contagious nature of yawning.
No, well, we have been accused of causing people to yawn before. But I don't think that this is an occurrence of that.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, Zach. I want to test just how, and this is very scientific, just how contagious a yawn is. For the first ever time, we believe in radio history. In about 30 seconds, I'm going to yawn into the microphone.
Do you have a yawn ready?
I'm going to give you a live yawn. I can yawn on cue. It's on my CV.
He's a master, people.
You know, I don't need much time to get a yawn out. And what I want to do after I've done my yawn is see if it made people around the country yawn. And I can
I'm holding back a yawn.
You're struggling already.
I was skeptical. Yeah. I didn't think this would work. I am fighting a yawn at the moment.
I can say that the country's already starting to feel yawny. Here we go. Look, let's get into a countdown for this live yawn, Zach. This yawn that I'm hopeful will set off a chain reaction of yawns all around Australia. Are you ready to do this?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, on 13 10 60, we want you to prepare to see if the yawn is contagious.
5 4 3 2 1
There's a yawn incoming. Here we go.
Dom has just yawned.
Zach, you snuck out a sneaky yawn there yourself. It's been a double yawn. We've had a triple yawn here in the show tonight. Wow. Okay.
Well, it's already got to me. The yawn has come across the desk.
We've started a chain reaction, and what we want to know now, 13 10 60, has that made you yawn?
How far has the yawn gone?
How far have we spread this yawn? We will get scientific results, data of our study after this.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, we're about to get the official result.
Okay. So here's what we need to know. For this chain reaction to have worked, we need at least one person to have yawned from the yawn.
I was skeptical myself. Yes. However, when you were talking about yawning, the yawn came the meter and a half across the desk and it made me yawn.
Yes.
And I was converted. I'm a believer. So yawns are contagious.
Now the question is, has the yawn gone through the airwaves and made its way around the country?
Whew.
We'll start with Amanda on the Central Coast. Amanda, did you yawn?
I certainly did. So the whole time we were waiting for the live yawn, I was holding in a yawn, and then as soon as it came out, it just couldn't. I had to, get my yawn out.
We've got a yawn. The yawn has made its way to the Central Coast. Celebrate that one, Zach. So and you know what? It looks like we've started a whole chain reaction.
Let's see how far it's gone. We got Braden and Wagga Wagga. Did you yawn?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yes. It's reached Wagga.
Strike me down. Call me Shane Yawn. This thing is going around the country.
Maddie's on the Gold Coast. Surely the yawn hasn't reached the Gold Coast, has it, Maddie?
Yep, sure did.
Oh, the streets of Surfers Paradise yawning tonight, Zach.
Forget Mexican wave. It's the Mexican yawn as we go around. People yawning left and right.
Oh, we've got Jess in Melbourne. Jess, are the streets of Melbourne yawning?
Certainly are.
Oh, brilliant.
And I like Jess. Sounds a little bit tired as well. Yep. That's an authentic yawn.
That's a real yawn there. And just a warning to all people in Melbourne, if you're not yawning yet, you will be shortly.
We have Kate on the Sunshine Coast. Are you yawning?
Yep. Oh. Mid-yawn, I am.
She's mid-yawn. Couldn't even answer. How much have you yawned? Have you yawned more than once?
I have, like, 10 times in the past minute. It's ridiculous.
Okay, what have we done? Hold on now. We should fade this music down. I'm inconsiderate about
what
we're doing. What have we done, Zach?
We're spreading yawns.
10 yawns in a minute. Have we released a monster? That's my question.
There are skeptics out there that will say, hey, it's late at night.
Yeah.
People are tired in general. yawn. They'll say, hey, guys, you know what? Your radio show's not really that interesting. It's putting me to sleep. Sometimes I yawn. No, we choose not to believe that, Dom.
No. Tonight on air, we have started a live yawn chain reaction. It started here. I reckon by morning it'll have reached New York. We're going to take the world with this yawn by the end of the week.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I don't feel great about this, but I probably need to apologise to a charity for something I did over the weekend.
Wouldn't it be the first time that Dom would be issuing an apology to a charity? But what is it on this occasion?
I might have stopped a charity making as much money as they otherwise could have.
You inhibited the growth of a charity.
Not intentionally. I'll tell you what happened. You tell me whether you think I'm guilty or not, basically. So I was hosting a trivia night that was kind of a fundraiser for charity. I host this particular trivia, and I've done it for a few years now. And it's generally a great night. We raise, you know, quite a few thousand dollars for charity. But part of the evening is we auction off, me as a host, I auction off experts for various rounds, right? So, for example, we might have a high school science teacher who we auction off to tables for the science round.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
So I'll start a bidding war. So do you want Mr. Davies on your table for the science round? People bid. Normally about $1,000 or something, that money goes to charity. Right, so it's a great.
Wait, what money are you bidding? Your own money.
The people at the table put their money together.
So it's real money.
Real money, yeah. And of course, it's real money.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know on these fundraisers whether it's like a pretend poker game where you're playing with pretend money. I didn't know what the situation was.
No, so basically, what happens is people will bid for this expert to try to get an advantage in the round, and people are generous because it's charity. And we had a few experts throughout the night that were getting numerous hundreds of dollars. I'd say the average was about $700 per expert.
Yep.
And then we get to the final round of the evening, current affairs and events, things like news that's been around lately. And we made the decision that I would be the expert that we'd auction off.
Well, that was a mistake.
Well, I thought because we do this radio show every day and,
What? No.
No.
I don't think you would help in a trivia night unless it was like around bagpipe music and milk, your two favorite genres.
Oddly enough, the crowd who was in attendance agreed with you.
Okay.
Our
so it wasn't like sport, politics, dairy. There was no category that you were proficient in.
Well, not exactly. They thought current events was probably my forte.
Yeah.
And so we had banked on essentially getting about $1,000 for me for the final auction of the night. Towards charity, people will bid, they'll want to get the competitive advantage to win the evening, let's see what we can do. Only two tables entered the bidding war for my services.
And wait, are you calling the bid yourself?
Yep, I'm bidding myself out here.
So you're literally putting yourself out there.
I'm putting myself out there, and despite my best efforts, we didn't get over $120.
Okay.
So a significant shortfall.
So how does this play out? So you're up the front and you're saying, okay, guys, now we've had the school teacher, we've had the professor.
Yeah.
Now it's time to put my name forward for the current affairs. Where can we start the bidding?
Well, I did a bit of a build-up. I was like, we've got a very special guest for this last round. It's me. Now, can I see $100 anywhere?
So you start at 100.
Well, no, I said, can I see $100 anywhere? And one table at the back said $1, which was a lovely start. And ultimately, we did get the ball rolling, but it did stall at 120. And I did the whole auctioneer thing of, we're opening it up. Can I hear? I'll take increases of $10. But I just was met with a sea of blank faces.
Yeah.
So I did the going once, going twice, going three times. I'm off to this table for $120. And when I was meeting with the people organizing the night afterwards, it was obvious they were upset.
Yeah.
They were a little disappointed. I might have oversold myself. It's possible I'd made it out like I was going to get more money for that particular one than I did. I would just like to take this opportunity publicly to apologize to the charity involved, because afterwards they did have a sign up there of the goals that they were hoping to reach funding-wise to help out people in need, and they fell about $800 short.
And you feel like it was your $800.
Well, that's essentially what the organizer of the charity said.
What did they say?
We were banking on that $1,000 from the last expert bid.
And then how about from the point of view of the team you went to?
Yeah.
Do you reckon was $120 a bargain? Or was that about bang on with the advice you gave?
To be honest, I think they, at the end of the night, very much saw that purely as a donation.
Okay. Did you answer any questions for them?
I got one correct, but someone else at the table knew it anyway. So.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Pauline Hanson read an Infinity War spoiler online.
Well, the cat's out of the bag, and I'll tell you what, I am mad. I'm absolutely seething over this.
Also, Kanye West wants to become one of the Avengers.
I'm saying these are my heroes. These are people that I look up to. This is the type of impact I want to make on the earth.
And Donald Trump is waiting for McDonald's to have Avengers toys in their Happy Meals.
I hope that they do it. They've been promising it for years, and We have to get this done.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know that each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for five-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun Forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so affordable to get into the Collective Noun Forum. All it costs you is a five-star rating on the iTunes podcast store. Search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a five-star rating. Write whatever you want in the review. We will read it out on the show. Now, before we get into it today, Zach, I do know that Facebook has always said that it's free and will always be free.
Yep.
Are we saying the forum is a five-star rating and will always be a five-star rating?
We've said all along it will stay at five stars unless iTunes move to a 10-star system. In that case, we might have to hike up the prices.
We'll have meetings. I mean, you can't expect us not to respond to the market.
No.
I think that would be unrealistic.
Of course, Tom. We're not an island. Well, the forum is an island.
The forum is an island.
But I mean, metaphorically, we're not an island.
And in international waters.
That's right.
Really, the forum is... not many governments know the forum exists.
No.
However...
We're not on the books.
We're not on the books at all, and no map has any record of the Collective Noun Forum. All the photos from space, from satellites, we block it out.
Yep.
But
what we do is we put up blue sheets.
That's it, over
to make
top.
It look like water.
Yeah. And, but it's great because from the inside, it looks like the sky. Mm. From the outside, it looks
like
the ocean.
So you can't tell from the inside or the outside. That's the genius.
Yeah. I mean, really, if this forum thing doesn't work out, you and I could become Bond villains. Because it does sound like we've created the perfect offshore account here, really, to store money.
But it's not at the moment.
No, it's currently.
It's a lovely place to visit.
It's just a good theme park. And the first person into that theme park today, Zach, is Fairty Maori, who wanders in. Just talking about pen licenses that we've been speaking a little bit about lately, saying that apparently when their class did them, they were the last one to receive it just because the teacher said, you're the last one left and it's just easier to give it to you than you miss out. So apparently they got it by default is what they're saying. Everyone else had one, and she said, well, I can't let one kid miss out.
Well, I feel like there needs to be an overhaul of the pen license system, if this is the case. If there's corruption with some of the teachers just handing licenses out willy-nilly, how can I trust that any of the licenses are legitimate?
Well, see, I've heard before, my mum has a conspiracy theory about why she failed her driving test when she was a young woman.
Does it go all the way to the top?
Yeah, I think it might go all the way to the top. What she said is that she is pretty confident that back then, maybe not now, but back then, the driving instructors had quotas of how many passes they had to give and how many fails they had to give.
The old quota conspiracy.
The quota system. And she said she made the mistake of going on a Friday afternoon when they'd already given out all their passes.
Yeah. She also made the mistake of having several traffic infringements during her test. But I'm sure that didn't impact the result.
She ran into a pole. There are a few other things, but unfortunately the quota was the main reason.
Yes.
And I wonder if there's a quota system going on here with the pen licenses too. I don't want to make allegations, but maybe I should put Fairty Maori in touch with my mum.
Yep.
And they can start some sort of anti-corruption agency for licenses.
Does your mum have many conspiracy theories?
No, I think that's the only
that's
one.
The only that, one.
That's the only one that she's entirely convinced. I do have other family members who have some.
Direct family members or extended family?
Extended. I have an uncle who left Mensa because he thought they were too stupid.
Right. Well, how's that a conspiracy theory?
Well,
I kind of feel like that you just wanted to bring up your uncle was in Mensa.
I do. Yeah, my uncle's in Mensa, but yeah, he left it because he thought they were too stupid. We've never known whether he got kicked out or whether he left of his own accord. It's a conspiracy theory, Zach, because maybe Mensa are stupid. Maybe that's the big twist.
Yeah.
It's a big plot twist. What about your family? Any conspiracy theories in the Mander family?
Not ones for conspiracies.
No. Okay. I wouldn't have thought so. I would have thought if our families got together for a barbecue, my side of the my family would be suggesting the conspiracies and your family would be the ones debunking them.
And I don't want to bring this up again, but that won't be happening. I feel like we've crossed that bridge a number of times. So stop sending the invitations my way.
Well, the annual Faymander barbecue will be a hit. And honestly,
do you barbecue much? Does your family barbecue much?
No, I'm not a big barbecue family.
Actually, my family had a barbecue recently. The barbecue caught on fire.
Oh, really?
I walked in and the barbecue was a pile of melted plastic.
How did that happen?
Oil got on the plastic or something.
Jeez.
Oh, yep. So no barbecues at our house. So maybe we will have to come to your house to barbecue.
Or we can meet at use one of those park barbecues.
Sure.
That
why not?
My mum told me I wasn't allowed to use when we were younger because she said that people urinated on them.
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy theory. There's another one Mum had. Did you hear that one?
That people urinated on the park barbecues.
Yes.
Why would they do that?
I think her point overall was you don't know what's happened there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it heats up really hot. Yeah, and you can clean it also before you use it.
As a kid, I thought specifically she meant that people were targeting park barbecues to urinate on them. It was like a local, like a current affair reporting on them.
To be fair to her, the council for a while were making urinal-shaped barbecues. And it was very confusing to a lot of people. But I put that down to the council making a mistake and not the people urinating.
It's a council issue. It's a council issue. Next in the forum, Zach, we have JR Dan. Making their way in. They've just said that they listen to the podcast in the car in the early morning, but also in the shower. And they want to know if it's weird that they listen to this podcast in the shower, if it's shower appropriate.
Listen wherever you want.
I think I would stand by that. I can't think right now of a context I would be unhappy with somebody listening to the podcast.
I think during surgery.
Yep.
If you're a doctor
or
a surgeon. And you're performing delicate procedures, I think that would be an inappropriate time to be listening to a podcast.
I thought you were going to suggest that as a good time.
Oh, no, you think it steadies the hand?
I think it steadies the hand. I would be very relieved to know that my surgeon was listening to a podcast such as this.
Maybe not for the surgeon, but maybe for the patient.
That's true.
You'd save a lot of money on the drugs that they need to put people to sleep.
Forget the anaesthetic.
If they just put the podcast in.
Do you want a local anaesthetic, a general anaesthetic, or Collective Nouns podcast?
And just track them for 5 minutes and they're like, yeah, they're out of it. they're not going to wake up for a while.
Next up in the forum, Zach, we have EI with numerous eyes who is running straight past us to the Ferris wheel. They have said as they go past that we need more Collective Down on the radio and suggested that we find more times to appear. Now, I don't know, really, that we're lucky to get the hours we get. We could get in touch with some community stations. I don't know, some AM stations to get some extra hours. If we need to get more, because they don't say more on this station.
Yeah, okay.
They just say more in general on the radio.
Yeah, well, we could call up. We could be callers on other shows.
We should do that. What we should
just
do.
Just randomly call up.
Yeah, just over the weekend. Just, and then when we come in on a Monday, we can do a bit of a you know, run around.
Of what shows we got on.
What did you get on over the weekend?
Well, I've always had a goal. I wanted to get on 100 radio shows in a day.
Did you?
Yeah. I don't know if there's 100 in the country. And then also it's difficult to call. It's difficult to call radio stations in another state because sometimes the number diverts to your local station.
Yeah.
But I was wondering if you could get on 100 in a day.
100 shows in a day.
Well, because you and I have worked at smaller stations and we know if you're calling at 6 a.m. on some of those smaller stations, I mean, you could do half an hour if you wanted to. Look, that'll put you through.
The station we used to work at, I reckon you could get on 100 times in a day, to be honest.
That's an idea. We'll change our name every time and we'll see how many times we'll get on in one day on the same station.
Before they stop us. Oh, that's a great idea. But that's some sort of, we'll just have 100 different characters. How many can we get through before they stop taking our call?
Don't do different voices.
No.
Just the same voice until they notice.
That is all we've got time for in the Collective Noun Forum today. If you don't want to be a part of it, we'd love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating as your admission price into the forum. Write whatever you want in the review and read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Had a bizarre experience on the weekend, Dom. My first experience with Facebook Marketplace, the Facebook's version of Gumtree, I guess you could say.
Now, always when you're buying things online, you know you might have a bit of an unusual experience. But in my encounter, I've bought one thing on Marketplace. And if yours was weird as well, I'm going to suggest that it might be more of a haven for
this
weirdness.
Is what I want to know.
Yeah.
See, because this is my first experience. I don't know if it was odd or not. I want to tell you, you're more experienced.
Sure.
You tell me if this is like, no, that's how it works. Yeah, okay. Or you're like, oh yeah, that sounds a little strange.
All right, what
so I see this mower, right? And it's been on there for a little while. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll reach out and see if I can get this. So
how much do they want for the mower?
$50.
$50.
Bargain.
Good price.
So I say, hey man, is the mower still available? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, can I come have a look at it? Yep. And he's like, yeah, what's your address? And I'm like, no, that's not how it works. I'm like, I come to you. Yeah, okay.
Well, no, instantly, that's not normally what would happen in the transaction process.
No.
That's like IKEA getting in touch to ask about delivering furniture and you ask where they're based.
Yep.
That's not the question.
So I just gave like my suburb. And I'm like, where are you? And he's like, oh, I'm nearby. I'll be home at 2:30. Come by then.
Okay.
So I go, sweet. He gave me the address.
Yep.
So I rocked up at the address and it turns out it's an apartment building, but he didn't give me an apartment number.
Okay. Well, there's numerous bizarre things happening now as well, because you don't often need to mow in an apartment building, do you?
That's actually a good point. Well, that's why he's selling it. Okay, like, geez, I don't need this. Maybe they just moved into it and they're coming from a house and that's why they're getting rid of it.
Or it's an unusual way to trim the carpet.
What would even trim the carpet? Oh, so you have a shag pile rug you decide you want a different style.
Just put it down to the second clipping, put the petrol in and give it a mow.
So I don't have a number.
Yep.
Right. So I'm in the visitor car park. Right. And this is the problem I found with Facebook Marketplace compared to Gumtree.
Yep.
On Gumtree, you have a phone number.
Well, that's true. You do have contact details that are easier to access. Whereas Marketplace, you are just, it's just Facebook Messenger more or less.
Yeah, so I'm just like stuck there and I'm like, hey, I'm in the visitor car park, nothing for 10 minutes, 15 minutes goes by. I'm like walking up and down trying to see if I can see a mower anywhere.
I would have gotten close to yelling out, I'm here for the mower. Mm. Just see if anyone
it's a big place.
But it's a big apartment complex? Yeah. Okay.
Finally, after about 20 minutes, I get a message. I'm in, you know, number 11 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, sweet. I go knock on the door and this lady answers who wasn't the person I was talking to. And I was like, oh, hey, I'm looking for Tom.
Yep.
She's like, yes, that's my husband.
Yep.
And like, I'm processing at this moment, oh, Tom hasn't told her about the mower. Well, like, I'm like, I would think if you're selling something and you're saying someone's going by, you'd tell everyone in the house, hey, there might be someone coming by to buy a mower.
Yeah, you've communicated, expect a knock on the door. Let me know. I'll be mowing the carpet. I'll come out from that and I'll sell the mower off.
So they're like, well, I can just give you the mower. And I was like, okay. So they got the mower. It was fine. I was like, yeah, okay. I'll give you $50. Yeah. I'm walking back to the car and get a message from Tom saying like, hey, I'm at the shops.
Okay.
So I'm like,
what's going on?
I just didn't reply. I just took the mower and left.
All right.
Well, and that's just sitting in my messages now. But I'm like, I have so many questions because I'm like, why did you tell me to come around at a time that you weren't going to be there? Yeah. Why did you not give me your actual address? And why didn't you tell the other people in the house, if you weren't going to be there, that someone might be coming around?
Well, I've got a theory.
What's that?
I think you've got stolen property. I'm thinking that someone had broken into Tom's apartment, was possibly stealing things. Well, he's at the shops. You've gotten knocked on the door. I'm here for the mower. They're like, well, I don't need a mower. I'm not going to get much for that. So you take the mower. I'll take you $50.
How would that get on Facebook Marketplace? It's a long con.
It's a long con.
Somehow figured out who's got what.
That's it. And you've ended up, Tom will get back to his apartment. There'll be nothing left there.
All right. Well, possibly that. In that case, I'm sorry, Tom. I've taken your mower.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Bit of troubling news for anybody, maybe in some, on the fringe friendships around the country at the moment. Zach, it popped up in my Facebook feed today. 7 signs that your friend is trying to break up with you from bustle.com. And, as you do. Started having a read of it.
Because you're scared that your friends are trying to get away from you, aren't you?
Oh, you know, I think everyone's got that fear deep within them. Do I have it more than most? Maybe. But as I started reading it, Zach, and it is a counsel saying what to look out for in a friend who's trying to put distance between you and them. Unfortunately, I'm seeing a lot of parallels between you and me.
Okay, what did you say?
I wanted to bring this up on the show. I just wanted to
introduce. Jeez, I didn't know that we were going to get so deep at 11:55.
I just hoped maybe we could work this through together, if you're up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was, they don't seem as interested in your life anymore. I think that's fair to say. I mean, I feel like you used to ask me a lot about what I ate over the weekend, what I got up to.
Okay, yeah. I'm happy to tick that. That's your.
The other week, you
perspective on it.
I told you about a movie I went to see. You told me days later you saw the same movie, but you didn't bring it up because you don't like talking movies with me.
Yeah, you are annoying to talk about movies.
Okay, so there's that one. Second point, they aren't inviting you out.
Okay, but that's never happened.
That's true. Okay. And number 3, they're no longer opening up to you. Case in point, the movie thing from earlier.
Okay.
This is starting to add up. I'll skip a few. Number, here we go, another one. They keep making excuses when you ask to hang out. Now, that's happened a lot.
Yeah, well, you did. You did ask me to go to your trivia night on the weekend.
I did, and what did you say?
I didn't. I just said no.
I didn't even make up with an excuse.
That doesn't interest me, mate. At least I'm honest.
That's true. Did you end up having something Saturday night or?
Watched a movie.
Oh, great. Anyway, number seven, they're straight up avoiding you.
Case in point, the trivia night.
So, look, is our friendship in trouble? Are we all good?
I think we're fine.
We're fine?
I think we're fine. I don't think you can trust what you read online.
Great. And well, because I've got another trivia night coming up in a few weeks. What do you think?
Nah.
I got time to win you over to that. That is all I got time for on the show tonight. If you want to hear the full thing back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes and get the podcast there. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.